I call this meeting on the, let me start over since I'm jacking it all up. I call this August 9th, 2017 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Harker and I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Gockman?
Here.
Goins is absent. Jerez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Harker?
Here.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the July 12, 2017 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second. Does anybody have any comments or amendments they'd like to make to those meeting minutes? Can I get a roll call vote on the motion to approve them as is?
Yes. Jerez?
Yes.
Markham?
Abstain.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gockman?
Yes.
Harker?
Yes. The minutes are approved. All right. Citizen comments, since there are no citizens here, we're skipping over that. I'm going to move right into new business. PZC 2017-10, Tom McNeilis, petitioner, has filed an application with Kendall County requesting a map amendment to rezone his approximately 3.86-acre property from A1 to R1 to allow for construction of a new residential home. The real property is located at the 14,000 block of Bud Road, approximately 0.98 miles from Millbrook Road, on the north side of Bud Road in unincorporated Fox Township.
So again, this is a mile and a half review. It's outside of our jurisdictional boundary, but we do have the ability to provide feedback to the county on some of these requests. This one is a rezone. It's an ag zone property. Everything surrounding it is ag zone, but it's being utilized for residential. The owner is just trying to position this property so that they can sell it for someone to build a single-family residential home. Staff noted that in our comprehensive plan that it is outside of the boundary that we set for ourselves for land use, future land use designation, because we, in 2008, had entered into discussions with Millbrook on a boundary agreement where we would end our planning boundary and they would begin theirs. So this lies outside of the Yorkville side. It's on Millbrook side. And we feel that it's consistent with the east side of that boundary, which would be our side, which would be for residential development. I have no objections. Staff has proposed no objections or changes to the request. If you have any comments, I'll be happy to forward those along to City Council and the county as well.
I don't have any objections.
No. There's no vote required.
Fantastic. Okay. Additional business?
Sure. So I'm just giving you an update on the last matter that has had final City Council action since our meeting last month, and that's the Anthony's Place final plat. That plat was approved by the city unanimously at the council meeting on July 25th, and they did have a groundbreaking in July as well, so they are under construction with that development.
Awesome. Fantastic. Does anybody have anything else? Wow. Okay. Seems that there's nothing else to do for tonight. Can I get a, do I need a motion to adjourn or just?
Yes.
Yeah, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 7:04.